Ben, before we look ahead to the New York Giants, let's just talk about how you guys are coming off a nice little bye week, so to speak, and you guys are just regrouping and just getting back. How crisp has practice been?
Well, it was kind of tough. You know, obviously we had the back-to-back games. You know, we had that Sunday, then we had the Thursday, and had a very quick turnaround, but, you know, the body's feeling better. It's kind of like a mini bye week, so it was good to kind of have that time we could recoup, you know, and then we have our bye week later on. But today was a good practice. You know, got our feet back under us. We actually came in a couple of days ago just to make sure, you know, guys weren't laying around for too long. But it was good to come back today and get working on the Giants, definitely.
Ben, you look at the first quarter of the season. Yeah. Let's just take a look back at that time. How much has this offense grown over the past month?
It's grown a lot, but we have a long way to go. Long way to go. You know, we're at the point now where we can move the ball at some points consistently, but it has to be a lot better. Obviously, we didn't win the game in the first quarter of the season. You know, let's be blunt about it. It wasn't good enough. We all know that. Hopefully, this second quarter of the season, we can start to make some improvement and, as an offense, contribute to some wins.
I know you can't look in a crystal ball and figure this out, but do you feel like this team is just one play away, and then when it happens, it's just going to break loose?
I think when it happens, we're all going to break loose. When it happens, we're all going to be very excited. There's been a lot of work put in. You know, we may not have the wins to show for it, but this team has put in a lot of work. This team has been dedicated to improving itself, the coaches as well. It just has manifested itself in wins, and it's very frustrating as a player to put in so much work through the offseason, through the training camp, and not have any wins to show for it. That being said, moving forward, we're trying to get a win this week against a very good Giant team.
And let's talk about this Giants team, because you're very familiar with this defense from your days back with the Patriots. Oh, yeah. Let's start with the guys up front.
Yeah, the guys up front are pretty much they set the tone. They don't do a whole lot on defense because they don't have to. They got very good players. You know, they're front four. You can throw the linebackers in there too, but their front four, they create a lot of havoc. They rush the passer very well. They're very versatile players. They can play the power. They can play the pass. They do a lot of good things. So in order for us to make some hay on offense, we're going to have to control the front four, definitely.
And how do you do that? Do you run right at them?
Honestly, I think it's about being physical. You know, they play in a very good division. They play in a very tough – we pride ourselves in the division that we play in, but they play in a very good division too, a very tough division. I think it's very important for us to come out and try to set the tone early and try to be physical, try to establish a run that will open up some passing in the back end. But when you play a team like this, when you play players like that, you've got to be able to have a physical presence.
And looking at that backfield and the safeties that you'll probably be matched up against in Brown and Roll, what do they bring to this unit?
Yeah, well they kind of direct. You know, I mean, like most safeties do, they kind of direct the coverages back there. They're kind of the quarterbacks of the secondary. So they do a good job of that, do a good job in their coverage and everything. But, you know, I really think it's going to start off up front. You know, most games, they come down to what does the O-line and D-line do. And I think this game is no different. I think actually it's going to be very important for us to establish a line of scrimmage early, which will allow us to do more things against the safeties and throw some play action there, stuff like that.
And with that, this week in practice, what have you been working on?
Working on a few different things that we can't tell you guys. the run game, you know, going over the first and second down, stuff like that. So that's what we've been working on. You know, we're working on you know, our base runs, our zone runs, a little bit of passing, but we'll do more passing tomorrow when we hit the third down and red zone later in the week.
And just lastly, just overall the mindset as you guys get ready to tackle the second quarter of the season.
The mindset is, you know, it's kind of like a huddle right now. You know, it's kind of like a huddle. It's, you know, all we really have is us, and we realize that. And, you know, we haven't done very well in the first part of the season. I mean, let's be blunt again. We haven't really done very well in the first part of the season, but we know within our room that we have talent within that locker room. It's just a matter of that talent getting together and manifesting itself and winning games and putting one play at a time together. That's what it's about. So for us, we're not down. We're kind of disappointed that we haven't won a game. But looking forward, there's great optimism, I think. There's optimism that we're going to have a great opportunity this week to go play a very good Giant team. You know, a team that's done a lot, you know, over recent years. And a team that's playing well right now. You know, they're going to be a very formidable opponent for us. So there's great optimism about the opportunity that we have moving forward to go out and play that team.
Well, Ben, thank you for your time.
Yeah, man. Definitely, brother. Appreciate it.